Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Tom Lavero is going to join us coming up in 20 minutes, give us his perspective on what the Nationals are doing. He has an article about how Mark Lerner is a penny-pinching, know-nothing owner.
Mm.
So we will hear from Tom Lavero coming up in 20 minutes. Sean Casey will join us from the MLB Network coming up at 8:25. He's a character.
Yeah, he'll be good.
Is this true? I've never heard this story. The Lavero has in here that I'm sure it was reported, and I just never picked up on it, that Mark and Ted made a deal with Boris to sign Strasburg to that big deal behind Rizzo's back. Has that been reported? The general manager would never have made such a ridiculous contract, was frozen out.
I had never heard that.
You know what? It's probably true. You should text Mike and ask him if that's true. I didn't know that was reported.
Well, we can hear Lavero's side of that coming up in 20 minutes. I don't think he's going to put something out there that's not true. So we'll talk to Lavero shortly. EB, you though kind of opened the show talking about Cam Whitmore. And I don't know if you want to dive deeper into it. The Wizards' first summer league game is on Friday.
I've been waiting. I've been checking them out, waiting for the Wiz.
They're starting on Friday.
Right.
I think because they started with like the Utah Summer League. They're in the Vegas Summer League.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Utah Summer League, just a few games, few teams.
But I've seen there's been two Ace Bailey games so far, right? The first one, maybe he didn't have as much of an impact offensively, but he made some defensive plays. And then I saw, I guess, last night, maybe he had like 18 or something.
Yep.
I
saw
like
that
18
good.
And 7 last night.
One of his guys from his like entourage, whatever, is an assistant coach in the Summer League. It was kind of getting some controversy, kind of the people that he surrounds himself with. There are some questions. But anyway, Summer League's about to heat up for the Wizards, but you seem excited about this Cam Whitmore deal.
Well, listen, I'm not saying it's like a franchise changer. I just think he's a young talent. Well, maybe even like in the vein of an Anthony Johnson who has just a ton of potential. And let's see.
He's so young.
So young.
I think he just turned 21 today, maybe.
Right. Right. And he's shown flashes. I don't know.
But for whatever reason, now he did have a knee issue in his first year,
mm-hmm.
and he missed some time, and who knows, I think he was out 3 weeks or a month. But, you know, for whatever reason, if you just read the recaps of the trade, they just couldn't find a spot for him.
Right.
Which I don't understand, because if you have a player that's talented and he's going to produce...
Well, you don't think you have... Sometimes you could have a glut at that position?
Maybe that might be the case. But when you trade a player just for two second rounders, now look, those second rounders might be in the early second round of those drafts, but you got to find a spot for a real talented kid. I like him. I think he's good. You know, he's young. He only played 1 year at Villanova. He averaged 12.5 his rookie year. He had that injury and then it dipped down a little bit. But if you look at his game log, when he got significant minutes, mm-hmm. he had some big games. He had 34 against the Lakers.
27 against OKC.
Yeah, so
I think Dawkins is just trying to assemble talent. The way that I look at it,
I agree.
I'm sure there's a little more method to the madness, mm-hmm. but the way that I look at it, and I think I said this before, is it's almost a Lord of the Flies mentality. Like, I think they're just trying to bring in as many guys, and whoever emerges, they hope that somebody emerges, they're okay with it. So it's almost a volume play, right?
Sure.
Bring in a volume of these guys who are all 19, 20 years old. I mean, it's incredible that he's been in the league for two seasons and he's still only 20 years old,
mm-hmm.
but right. that's what he is. He's 6'7". So I would toss him in a pile with Koulibaly, who of course was drafted high by the Wizards. That was Dawkins' first selection. But Koulibaly, you know, is a forward. Whitmore, you might see more of as a guard, but really these are guys who are just swing players,
somewhat
right?
interchangeable, yeah.
Right. Then I would throw George in the mix there. Keyshawn George. I would throw Trey Johnson, who's skinny. He seems to be more of a guard.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have Corey Kispert. I don't know if he's on the outside looking in because he's old compared to these guys. And you got about five or six guys that all kind of play the same swing type of position. And they're just looking for one or two of them to emerge. That's the way I look at it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he doesn't have to be a star. He could be a guy that's gives you 12 to 14, in his peak as a role player.
So what I remember about Cam from last year, everybody was excited after the first season and the first summer league. He obviously took a back step last year, but there was a couple incidents that I remember. There was one time. So he's been branded already as selfish and not a team player.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he goes in the game, he only cares about himself. I'm not saying that that's necessarily true. I'm just saying that's what Rocket fans, I remember my next door neighbor and my good friend is a huge Rockets fan. So we talk about Cam often.
Well, and to back you up, he's putting up 10 shots in 18 minutes of play.
Yeah, he's firing. But there were times last year where the Rockets are going on a run, everyone's celebrating, Cam sitting on the bench pouting, not high-fiving anybody. He's getting in fights in the middle of the game with Jalen Green. There were a couple incidents that just make it seem like this guy isn't a fit on a championship team. Now, look, coming to the Wizards, you want to take as many shots at guys like this as you can to hopefully get something out of him, or maybe he matures, he turns into something. So from our end, it's no big deal. I just don't think the Rockets felt like he was a good championship piece.
Yeah, they didn't want him, clearly. I don't think it had anything to do with the other guys on the roster.
And you can kind of see
that. They didn't like him as a player.
They didn't like his personality.
Okay. Maybe he's immature. That could be true.
A guy that's that talented falls in the draft all the way down to whatever it was, 23, and then is traded 2 years later for two meaningless second-round picks. Yeah. Something is off there.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see. I mean, he's talented. Nothing to lose.
I totally agree with that. He probably would have gone higher in the draft if it wasn't for, because I'm sure he had those issues in college too. If he would have stayed in college for 2 or 3 years, he would have put up stupid numbers. But he comes out after 1 year. He was, I think it was the 21st pick or the 20th pick, something like that.
It was in the 20s.
But
I thought it was 22nd.
I agree with you. For whatever reason, Houston can say, look, we just had too many. We just couldn't find a fit for him talent-wise. They didn't like him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give up on a kid that you drafted in the first round 2 years prior who's athletic. And give them up for second round picks. You don't do that.
I just
really
liked it as an afterthought move that they made, and that my eyebrows were raised. Mm-hmm. That's all.
But maybe if he matures over the next 2 or 3 years and realizes, hey, you know what? I got to be a better team player, or I'm going to find myself, riding benches the rest of my career, if not out of the league.
If you were to bet, you would say he's likely to be a journeyman. But I like the skill set, and he's still young enough that there might be something there.
And I like the fact that you're only giving up second-round picks. And that's why Will Dawkins was making all these deals for all these. He's got 100 second-round picks that he can move for players like this, and he's just taking a shot.
Yeah, I like it. See, now I was wondering, because he's in his third year, would he be a guy that would play in the summer league? They probably would say, hey, once you get to know some of the guys.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I bet you they would. I bet you he would do it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's above it, but
I looked at their summer league roster a few days ago, and there were only like three names which jumped out at me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if they've updated.
Now, the Rockets claim that they had multiple offers for Whitmore, and if this was the best one, because it clearly was the best one, they claim they wanted to trade him to a team where he could actually fit in and possibly play.
They claim that they cared about what happened to him?
And, they're trading him back home because he's from the DMV.
Yeah.
So
maybe they did. Maybe they liked the kid.
I don't believe
that. You don't think it's possible that maybe the front office, they liked the kid, but they knew it just wasn't a fit?
No, I believe that NBA teams make the best deal for their team.
So I think generally that's true.
I believe that this was probably the best deal on the table.
So the Wizards did announce their summer league roster.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I see it with all the guys now, and he is not part of it.
Okay.
Alex Saris.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be his second season. Keyshawn George.
Second year guys, it's not unusual.
Trey Johnson.
Third year guys, unless you're like a total journeyman, probably a little bit more unusual.
Surprised. I don't think I see Bub Carrington. But the rest of the guys that they've drafted in the last couple of seasons are there.
Right.
And then a lot of people you've never heard of.
Where's Johnny Davis? Is he in China yet? Is he still in the league anywhere?
Probably.
Is it a back of a roster somewhere? I don't know, dude.
By the way, Cam Whitmore turns 21. He becomes legal today.
Well, he'll have his first drink today.
He's going to have his first drink. Never drank in college.
Right. Anyway,
although I have no idea.
Listen, I'm not saying it's going to change anything. I just liked it. It raised my eyebrows when I saw that they picked him up because he's a talented player. You know?
Got nothing to lose.
I don't think you have anything to lose. Do they have they come out yet with the win-loss totals for 25-26?
Oh, I'm sure.
Where are the Wiz fall?
Look,
are they going to be like the exact same number?
Just where were they? About 17.5?
I mean,
last year? I can't remember. I would think it would be higher than that just based on what they added.
Was that the number? I thought the number was higher and they went below it.
Wait, no, you know what? It was 20.5. It was 20.5.
Right, and they ended up below it, right?
Yeah, I don't see the win totals out just yet.
Okay.
Now, maybe on some site. I'm just on FanDuel. I don't see it.
It's going to be hard to endure another 20-win season.
I think
it's going to be like that.
Oh.
I might be slightly better. It depends on how long they keep C.J. McCollum and how much they play him. Chris Middleton, same thing. Depends on his health. Because you have some veterans that can play.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Smart.
But they don't want to play him that much.
Well, maybe they'll move him. I saw Linnell was tweeting that the Knicks were sniffing around, allegedly, for Marcus Smart. Maybe they are.
All right. This is from Vegas Insider. They're Wizards at 22.5.
22.5. So a couple wins
slightly,
better.
Slightly better than last year.
And it's a brutal season to go 22-60.
To answer your question, by the way, Johnny Davis,
yeah,
who the Wizards drafted a few years ago in the first round, is now playing for the Westchester Knicks in the G League.
Okay, he's in the G League. Who is a worse first-round pick, Malcolm Forbes or Johnny Davis?
Malcolm Forbes. I almost – the name sounds familiar. Malcolm Forbes?
Wasn't that his name? The skinny corner for –
Emmanuel Forbes.
Emmanuel, sorry.
Yeah, he threw me off.
Malcolm, I'm sorry. Emmanuel Forbes. The skinny corner.
I think Johnny Davis was worse.
I don't know, dude. Manny Forbes did nothing.
He played. I mean, he played more than Johnny Davis. I know that.
Is he still with the Rams?
Yeah.
Or they released him?
No, he's there.
Man, he's still there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, what hurts the most is that Jalen Williams was drafted right after Johnny Davis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's, you know, borderline superstar now.
Right. Well,
if you could
different regime.
I think if you could get the Wizards, I'm looking here on another site, they're at 19.5. I think if you could get the Wizards at 20 or less, I would go over.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't feel great about it.
No, of course not. I mean, I wouldn't think that they're going to win 30 games, but I think they could be, depending on what they do with these guys, like CJ.
If you had,
I think they could be in that 23.
If you had Will Dawkins and you sat him down, you're having a beer, do you think he'd tell you, yeah, we're going to bottom out again this year, but then the following year we're going to try to win like 35 or 40?
I think that's the hope.
That's the hope.
The problem is if they get shafted with another terrible lottery selection, they might not get a difference maker.
We'll have like an 85% chance of not getting a top pick.
Yeah, but he's also hopeful that these guys are going to develop.
I mean, I would think that you would want to see some improvement from last year.
I would too, but if you're predicted to only win 22 games, that's like kind of the same. It's not even really like improvement.
Yeah, 19 to 22.
Like 18 wins to 22 wins or whatever, that's not really improvement.
You're 100% right.
It's just god awful.
You're right. But maybe they surprise people and win 25.
I guess that's marginally better.
It is.
I guess.
They'll definitely be looking to get something for Kispert. They got to trade Kispert now.
They have to trade Kispert.
He just doesn't really have a fit on this team, and somebody else could probably use him or would give up something for him. You know, you got your veteran guys in like Middleton that you need to play a little bit for trade value. And then you got the young guys you got to play. There are so many wings on this team. Someone's got to go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kispert will be a piece.
Mm-hmm. Although, at some point, you got to decide on the pieces that you want to keep, though.
Got to be better. Like, he's good.
But
he's
like a
good. Well, Kispert's pre-Will Dawkins. So.
Yeah.
He's a good
but you need to
NBA
see,
player.
But you
not,
need to see
special.
Improvement. Certainly from Koulibaly. Big time improvement from him. And Sarr's numbers need to go up.
Yep. I think Sarr's will.
Yeah. I think if Koulibaly and Sarr's numbers go up and you couple that with the veterans they've got, I mean, they're not going to the playoffs, I get it, but I think you'll see in a more improved win total.
Let's see how many of these veterans are really around after a month or two.
I can't believe I'm talking about going over the 20 games.
You're just a DJ.
I might do it, though.
All right, coming up next, you went over the Nats total. That's looking like a big loser.
Oh, that's a loser. I've already done the math on that. They'd have to go, they'd have to be on a big time, you know, hot streak in the second half. Be 4 or 5 games under 500 for the second half. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, of course, the Nats pulled the plug on both Mike Rizzo, mm-hmm. their GM, president of baseball operations, and Davey Martinez, the manager. Coming up next, Tom Lavero will give us his take on who's to blame for the situation.